This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here, toll free, 855-453. We got some ISIS news, including one of the Austrian teenagers who apparently went down to join ISIS. She's changed her mind, allegedly. Turns out that's a problem for more than one reason. We'll give you more information about that here in a few moments. Plus, there's a crazy story out of Philadelphia that Derek J is, it's developing right now as we speak. It has to do with some marijuana decriminalization protesters. We'll get into the details on that here in a moment, but it's just very hard to understand. So Derek J's gathering information as we speak on that. In the last hour, for those of you just tuning in, we got about halfway through the fourth John Cantley video. John Cantley is one of the hostages allegedly being kept by the folks calling themselves ISIS. He has become their spokesperson, and he's been featured in now four videos where he's sitting on his prisoner orange shirt, mic'd up with a lavalier microphone on an HD quality video with more than one camera, a couple cameras switching back and forth, as he delivers propaganda to said camera. It can be fairly difficult to actually find these videos, so credit goes to the Daily Mail in the UK, who actually publishes the videos in each of their reports about this. Most of the American press and the British press will not actually link to the videos. They will talk about the video existing, but they won't actually let you watch the full unedited clip. And Daily Mail does do that. So we are playing what is purported to be the full video here.
So do any of these news sources that you've seen quote the fact that the video suggests the United States get its military out of the Middle East and then close its borders?
I have not read the summaries of these things, Mark. I went looking for the video.
It seems so strange that ISIS is giving the United States, you know, suggestions on closing its borders.
Yeah, well, that's where we left off in this video. So he kind of starts out with similar propaganda that have appeared in the last couple of these videos, where he talks about how strong ISIS is and that ISIS is ready for an attack, and they're dug in and they're trained and they know what to expect and they're going to be they're in this for the long haul. That's kind of been a message that has been throughout the last couple videos that has been put forth. But then in the middle of the video, he gets into this editorializing about what would be more effective for the United States. And ISIS, whoever the scriptwriter is here, suggests that the U.S. should just go ahead and close its borders down if they want to have a better chance of actually stopping the violence of the ISIS folks, because that would somehow be more effective at preventing people from coming in than it would be, for instance, for them to send troops into the Middle East. Maybe they have a point, but not really, because the government closing its borders would fail, just like the government trying to stop drugs from coming into the country has failed. And it's just a ridiculous idea that would be a very expensive procedure. The only thing they may be right about is that they might be able to spend less trillions of dollars closing the border than going on a warmongering eternal mission in the Middle East.
They'll create fewer terrorists in the process, I would think.
Yeah, that much would be true. Of course, people who love liberty don't support interventionism overseas, and they don't support closing the border either. But that kind of catches you up.
I believe that free people should be able to cross the borders of free countries freely. Right. And if they can't, you don't have free people and you don't have free countries.
Yeah, if the United States were to take this advice and close down the borders even further, it would become a less free place. And if that's indeed the goal of the supposed terrorists, is to, they hate us for our freedoms, then the U.S. would become less free, and so they would have won, right? Anyway, let's go on with the video here. Ian, Derek J, and Mark in the studio as we continue more with John Cantley from episode 4 of a series I think they're calling Lend Me Your Ears.
Tom Friedman wrote in the New York Times that I have no doubt that the beheadings of two American journalists are meant to get us to overreact like 9/11 and rush in again without a strategy. Certainly the executions of my three previous cellmates, most recently Briton David Haynes, shocked the public and will have made everyone sit up and take notice. The Islamic State say that the deaths are retaliations for the airstrikes, which by now have killed a handful of Mujahideen and their families. This is in response to your aggression, they say. But the killings are, rather unfortunately for us, exactly the sort of thing our governments need to bolster public support. People don't understand geopolitics, but a man having his head cut off, that's worth making a noise about. The public will respond in one of two ways. They'll either demand an end to this cycle of bloodshed and say, what are we doing back there? Let's get out. Or they'll demand revenge and support more military action.
Well, it's not an either-or thing now, is it? I mean, when somebody gets their head cut off, the public will respond in both ways. Because there will be some people in the public who will say the first thing that, well, this is crazy, we've got to get out of there. And then there will be other bloodlust types, who warmongering types, who are always looking to rattle the saber, who will say, ah, this is more of an excuse, we need to go kill these ISIS people where they stand.
Well, this is the talking about people in the aggregate. So the people mm-hmm. will, you know, a large enough percentage of the people will say, let's get out, versus a large enough percentage of the people will say, let's go in. The question is who wins out in the court of public opinion? And I can tell you that the moneyed side on this one is, let's go in. And that's dangerous.
And by the moneyed side, you mean like the military-industrial complex?
Well, the people that pay the politicians are making a killing off of all that killing, mm-hmm. yes.
Well, I just wish that people could have their own choice. Like, I support this war. I'm going to cut a check to the people who are going to fight it, or I'm going to go there myself, take personal responsibility for that which I support, or I don't support this. I'm going to withdraw my money from it.
Yeah, we need generals out sending out YouTube videos asking for money.
Our governments would already have known this, and it's entirely possible we were left behind for exactly this purpose.
Now that seems pretty speculative. He's suggesting
that the ISIS people who are taking this video and clearly understand English somehow they're just hands are tied and they can't possibly do anything but chop some heads off. I mean, it's kind of weird. The point of view here is like, oh, well, it's pretty obvious that some people are going to be upset that people's heads get cut off. I don't even know how it happened. I know how it happened. The guy behind the camera did it.
Well, what he's suggesting there is that they left us behind with the hope that their heads would be cut off.
No, these are investigative reporters. They weren't left behind. They went there. Somebody went there. This guy's he's an aid worker, right? He wasn't left behind by the military.
Well, the suggestion is that they could have put more effort into extracting them from their captors.
Oh, I see. So they,
the U.S. military would
have commandos going in to get them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of have to ask myself, like, what is the responsibility of the American public? This guy's obviously British, but to go and get Americans who have willingly gone into a battle zone. Do I consider the news that comes out of these to be important? I do. But do I consider myself responsible for getting the reporter who went there out? I don't. I don't consider that there's any responsibility I've got to get a reporter who went into a battlefield trying to get me news out. The only responsibility I suppose I have is to pay for his news story, whatever rate that is that they're charging for it. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with the speculation that the U.S. government or the U.K. government knew that the hostages would be used as pawns, but it's certainly believable that they could have. And if they did go in to rescue them, it certainly makes them look heroic, right? Like they have one of our people, we'll spare no expense to save him. Whereas instead, they apparently did attempt to do this a couple of times, but ultimately they failed, in their efforts to rescue these people. And eventually gave up on that. Now,
it can't be easy to try to figure out
where
they're being held.
Yeah.
I mean, if you basically have little to no intelligence over an area the size of California, isn't mm-hmm. that right for Iraq?
I don't know.
I'll look at the landmass, but I think that it's similar, that basically it's the size of California.
Right.
Imagine for a second trying to find a house where they're keeping six prisoners, where you have, I mean, there's no state police, there's no county sheriffs. I mean, they're just going to hold them wherever they want to hold them, and then you're going to try to go, okay, you're going to try to find some civilians. Hey, where do you think the house full of reporters is? I don't know. You've got a bunch of guns. They went that way. I mean, there's no way to find
them. At the same time, the point that, you know, them having hostages and the government doing nothing about it could suggest that they don't really care and that they know that bad things will happen to the hostages, therefore giving them more of a reason to commit war.
Attention. Renew is currently seeking participants who are dealing with stress and unhappiness. If you are experiencing one or more of the following symptoms, you are eligible to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of the mood-boosting supplement, Renew. To be eligible, your symptoms may include fatigue, hopelessness, tension, negative mood, anxiety, or lack of sleep. Renew is an all-natural, doctor-recommended supplement that will help boost your mood and give you more energy right away. Renew has been featured on Oprah and The View and has already helped over 1 million people feel better naturally. Now you are eligible to participate in the free trial if you or someone you know are experiencing symptoms of stress and unhappiness. Call now to participate in the trial and receive a free 2-week supply of Renew.
To participate in the Renew trial and get a free supply, call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415. Call 1-800-951-9415. 1-800-951-9415.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control toll free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you. They're all completely free, unlike those other talk show hosts in the business. Many of them want to charge you for their websites. Go to freetalklive.com and enjoy. Is privacy dead? Well, not if you have anything to say about it. On November 7th and 8th, coders, privacy specialists, and idea people of all stripes will join together for Hack the Trackers, a transparency and privacy hackathon brought to you by Ghostery. You can enter online and or join them in person in New York City to create tools that make the web a more transparent place or help users manage how much data they share. The hacks will be judged by experts and voted on by an online community, and winners will receive a prize package including the all-new Black Phone, a secure-by-design smartphone for people who recognize a need for privacy and want a simple, secure place to start.
Sounds very interesting, this Black Phone.
Participation is free and registration is open now. Visit hackthetrackers.com for more information. If you are into the hacking scene, 2600 fan, you'd probably be into this. Hackthetrackers.com. So back to more video here. I've got about another 2 or 3 minutes of John Cantley as he is giving his latest prepared speech written by who knows who. It's ostensibly ISIS. They're getting kind of political in this one, beyond where they normally go. Normally it's about how these videos are about how ISIS is, you know, we're prepared, they're ready to go, and they're dug in, and they're going to fight as long as they need to.
They talk about war stuff usually, but in this one they're really talking about policy.
Yeah, and so the suggestion is made here that America should close its borders, which of course I think is a terrible idea, but I think it's also a terrible idea to continue warmongering in the Middle East. So I don't agree with ISIS.
I think it's just weird that they would be making these suggestions. But whatever.
So I don't agree with ISIS. I don't want it to be seen as though, oh, are you playing this video because you think you agree with them? No, I want to play this video because I think it's important to get the other side of the story out there.
That's and I think it's very strange that they're talking about the beheadings that they perpetrated, you know, because this is just some English dude reading a script. He may have helped write the script, but there's no doubt that he's under a certain level of coercion, you know what I mean? So they're talking about these beheadings as though, well, they may very well incite the public against ISIS. Well, you could have not cut anybody's head off.
Yeah, I have to say that I think these videos are far more persuasive. I mean, as far as, now again, it's just me, on my opinion. I mean, I'd rather listen to someone make an argument as to why the U.S. should be withdrawing from the Middle East and, you know, Iraq and Syria, etc., than having them cut people's heads off. I think that that a reasoned argument is more persuasive than out-and-out violence.
Well, it sounds like they're trying propaganda on three different levels. There's, like, movie trailer-style explosion videos that are sort of war propaganda for ISIS. There's the beheading videos, and now there's this, the sitting down and reasoned argument. I think they're all sorts of propaganda. They're trying to communicate a message, but they do it in different ways. I wonder if that was intentional.
Their message is, well, clearly this is intentional. I mean, but the message seems to be a little muddled. On one hand,
no, it's Ron Paul's message. They're pretty clearly taking Ron Paul's message and trying to apply it. Well, I know you don't like to imagine that Ron Paul is for closing the borders down, but that's what he said in both of his campaigns.
Wait, no, that's not really what Ron Paul said.
Yeah, Ron Paul said, let's close the borders down and get this country in order, and then you can start opening them up.
When we had Ron Paul on and we asked him questions about that, or a question about that back in the 2007-08 campaign, I think it was, he was a little dodgy with his answer, but ultimately he said that, you know, if the United States was a more free place, that open borders would not be a problem.
Agreed.
So
I think he believes that.
Closed
but he doesn't believe that it's a free place. Uh-huh. So since he's out of that, he's in Texas, he's advocates for closed borders, and that's what he says.
I haven't heard him say that, and when we interviewed him,
those are the interview questions. Not heard him say it. I don't know. You know, I can't go listening to a bunch of audio for you.
Well, he didn't say it when we talked to him, so that's all I have to go on. Anyway, their message here seems to be a little muddled in that on one hand they're saying, well, we'd prefer you not bomb us, but on the other hand, they're basically saying, we don't care if you bomb us. Go ahead. We're ready for you. We're dug in. We're tough. We know how to fight. So I don't really know what they want.
I would agree.
Exactly. Here we go.
I'm horrified if this is the real reason, but apologies to Tom Friedman if I'm overreacting. For the Islamic State, it's a win-win situation. If these executions force public outcry or a policy change, that is a huge victory. And if they only goad our governments into dropping more bombs and spending millions more dollars, making our countries weaker in the process, then that is a victory too.
Now that's an interesting point. So he's suggesting that the bombing of the infrastructure of the countries will simply make it easier for ISIS to take hold. What do you think about that one? You said they can just eliminate them with bombs, Mark. That's what you said.
I said they could. I don't think they're going to use intercontinental ballistic missiles, but they could. By that I mean those big nuclear warhead kind of things.
Oh, okay.
That's what an intercontinental ballistic missile is. It's something that's shot from South Dakota and intended to blow up Moscow. I don't think they're going to do that, but I think that he's being rather optimistic if he thinks that anybody in ISIS is going to be alive to enjoy the victory of the United States and Great Britain spending way too much money and impoverishing themselves and the states themselves collapsing as a result.
Why would you think they wouldn't be alive? I mean,
because they're going to die.
Why? Why would you say that? Why are you so optimistic about that? He says these guys have been around for decades. They've been through all kinds of wars. These are fairly resilient folks.
If the United States and Great Britain field armies in the Middle East, again, hundreds of thousands of soldiers are going to hunt down these ISIS people, and they're going to die. The Iraq military defeated these Shiites that ran, cut and run previously, defeated ISIS today. ISIS is no great military. You can't go toe-to-toe with the United States. You can run around and skulk about in the darkness. Absolutely. But, you can't go toe-to-toe.
It does seem to me that it would encourage the people who get bombed to support the opposition to the people who did the bombing. So if you're living in Syria or Iraq or any places that get bombed, and then ISIS comes in and says, hey, we're going to rebuild things for you, we're going to make it better, the U.S. did this to you, it might make the people who live there already say, all right, maybe this ISIS group, not so bad. U.S. is really bad.
That's the same reasoning that's behind the beheading thing. It might make, it might make the U.S. population want to go after ISIS. It might make the U.S. population say, we're not so interested. It's really difficult to know. It's not like your average person in the Middle East is so uninformed that they don't know that, that the United States is here to fight ISIS because ISIS has been chopping heads off. Hey, could you stop chopping heads off of people or whatever? Because I don't think you'd get the Americans to go in and support the Iraqis in their fight against ISIS if you didn't chop Americans' heads off.
I tend to agree with that, and that's why I feel like, who is ISIS? Is ISIS really who they purport to be? Or are they just some sort of CIA operation?
I have no clue.
I don't know
either. It's bizarre.
Yeah, and this video makes things even more confusing. There's more coming up here in moments. 855 450 free. Got about a minute of this left. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. 855 450 3733. Share your thoughts.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Yeah? Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial in toll-free here. Give us your thoughts on ISIS. What is really going on with this alleged group of terrorists? I don't really know if they are who they claim to be, but it's interesting to see what they have to say. And the John Cantley video will continue here. It is the third propaganda piece that has been released by ISIS in a series of videos where he's just sort of delivering some text to a camera. He apparently has a teleprompter. He's talking into an HD video camera, and the production value here is fairly high. It's watchable. The script is well written. It's not hard to understand. It's whoever wrote it really understands how to speak English. So we're going to continue with it here in moments. We'll give you the rest of the ISIS, or what is alleged to be the ISIS perspective on things.
ExpressCoin.com is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin, Litecoin, Blackcoin, Darkcoin, Dogecoin, whichever one of the cryptocurrencies you want to get. I'm a fan of Bitcoin, but, a lot of the Litecoins, they seem to have some promise to them. ExpressCoin.com makes it fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business. You can get your cryptocurrencies with a check, a money order, wire transfer, or, and I think this is the best option, you can make a deposit at a local credit union that has shared branching. It's got to have shared branching. You might want to call ahead just to check with it. You don't have to have an account at said credit union. You can just go there and make a deposit. But start off at ExpressCoin.com, whether it's in the U.S. or Canada, it's ExpressCoin.com. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading the app that they've got at their website at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your favorite cryptocurrency with no fee at all. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL.
More with British hostage John Cantley from the ISIS Lend Me Your Ears video series. This is video number 4. as we continue here with the remaining minute and a half.
I have yet to see David Cameron's reaction to the killing of David Haynes, but I'm sure it'll be along the lines of Britain is shocked and appalled at this brutal act, and we will not rest until the Islamic State is defeated and those guilty of his murder are brought to justice. But hold on a minute, Prime Minister. You've known about our situation for nearly 2 years. You chose not to enter negotiations with the Islamic State that might have got us out. And now you want to use these deaths to fan the flames of this war? If that is the case, then I deeply resent it, Prime Minister. Thanks a lot. 15 minutes is a long time in politics, said Ruth Sherlock from the Daily Telegraph. From the opening salvos of this new conflict, old habits die hard, and our politicians need to jailbreak from their former ways. 1 month ago, Obama pressed the button on airstrikes. Now you have to wonder how long his policy of no boots on ground has left to live. As for the Islamic State, they eagerly wait to see those boots.
Yeah, that's a good good question. You know, how long will it be before American troops are brought into this? There was another news story I saw about how the Syrian attacks on the U.S. government side aren't going as well as they'd planned. That the, you know, Free Syrian Army, the supposed group of people they've got on the ground, because again, even though Obama has pledged no ground troops, as was pointed out in one of these ISIS videos, John Cantley pointed out that, well, they're still using troops on the ground. They're just not American troops on the ground.
Yeah.
So they've got these Free Syrian Rebel or Free Syrian Army guys who are down there. And as he pointed out, that, you know, these guys aren't exactly the most principled of folks, and they're more likely to sell the armaments that they get from the U.S. to ISIS.
Yeah.
And so the, you know, suggestion in another story I saw was that things aren't going as they expected, and the, you know, Free Syrian Army isn't as good or reliable as they had, the U.S. had hoped. So things are already going awry. What will that mean, and how long will it be before the U.S. moves in their own troops?
Let's finish with a line from the quotable Michael Schur. Today's Islamist movement would not have been born without unrelenting U.S. intervention in the Muslim world. All it means is an endless, increasingly widespread and bloody war with Islam.
You know, I think this is very interesting. There's this,
and that's correct.
I think so. And here's, like, right now, remember today we have this, my God, the Muslims are crazy. You know, they're backwards. They always have been backwards. Those people have been at war for 2,000 years, whatever. You know, the rhetoric, right? Like, you know, we know what the rhetoric sounds like. But we didn't really have that rhetoric in the 80s. I don't recall people talking like that. The boogeyman then was the Soviet Union. And, you know, it seems like that rhetoric has ramped up as the United States has kind of turned its eye towards the Middle East. And I can totally understand why, how people react. It's sort of the human nature of it all. If you have this occupying force, it stands to reason that a faith-based group is going to get more and more, that stands against this occupying force, they're going to have more power. They're going to get more popular. Because to get somebody to fight and die for your cause, it's really awesome to offer them virgins and an afterlife and the whole thing. So it makes some sense that they would go more fundamentalist. Because, you know, here are the people that stand against the folks I don't like, and they're offering me eternal life.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'll go for that. And as some people go, other people go. People are sort of followers. Like, it's the old, there are no atheists in foxholes thing. Mm. Well, you brought the foxhole to them. The United States, you know, whether you believe foreign policy started on 9/11 or not, the United States military and its foreign policy, I shouldn't say the military as much as the United States government's foreign policy, brought the foxhole to these people long before you likely ever knew about the Middle East. And that's why I think they've gone all radical. They don't hate us for our freedoms as much as they hate us for our foreign policy. And then they moved a belief system that sort of speaks against our culture. Yeah, that makes some sense. You always, you know, governments have always, well, let's see, what do we want to gain from this country? Okay, we want this. And now how do we vilify them? How do we call them slanty-eyed Japs or Tojo or whatever we're going to call them? It's the same thing over and over again.
not have been born without unrelenting US intervention in the Muslim world. All it means is an endless, increasingly widespread and bloody war with Islam. Join me again for the next program.
Yeah.
I hope you make it, Sean.
We certainly will, yeah. It'll be really sad to have him decapitated at the end of all of these, but I suspect that's what we'll end up seeing.
I have to say, as confusing as it is to watch some of these videos, it's really helpful to have, talking heads explaining each side of their story.
Isn't it would
be
though?
Like, you know, Dr. Evil and Austin Powers or whoever, you know, James Bond and his villains, like having discussions about, you know, what their sides are and what they think policy should be. This is very interesting.
Well, right. I mean, thanks to the internet, this never would have been possible 30, 20 years ago, right?
Right. I think that this is truly the best way to sort of, I think we're better off getting both sides of this. And I think it's reprehensible that major media outlets are not giving us both sides. I think that if you want to hear good critique of the United States' policy, North Korea has some good critique. You got to look at the I think they're a bunch of nuts.
I'd say Russia Today is a better source for critiquing the United States policy.
They've got news organizations in the country, but we've seen rhetorical videos from, I've seen them, I don't know if you've seen them, from North Korea, and I'm like, well, like listening to them. And it seems like people have to be, like it's sports teams or something. Hey, look, I live here in the United States. I generally think the United States is a pretty darn good country, and it's certainly a great place to make a living. And I hope that
going
it
going down on the list of economic freedom. That's another headline I've got tonight.
I hope it continues to still be a good place, but I have my doubts.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to live in North Korea, but I can listen to what they say and hear the validity of the critiques.
Yeah,
but
sure.
So many people just want to say nope. Can't listen to that. That's bad, bad, bad. You're on this team, not on that team.
Mm.
And what that does is that gives cover for crooked politicians in Washington, D.C. to do whatever they want.
Share your thoughts with us here, toll-free, 855-450-FREE. And by the way, when I say the U.S. is going down on the list of economic freedom, I mean it's getting worse. Their position on the list, not improving. I've got that news story. Plus, Derek Jay is going to fill us in on the crazy marijuana decriminalization supporters in Philadelphia. We've got that story coming up as well. It's Free Talk Live. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-3733. It's Free Talk Live. Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, Mark, at freetalklive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary.
Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We will take your calls toll-free about anything you want to discuss. 855-450-FREE is the number. That's 855-450-3733. Also, you may join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. We've been talking about ISIS and the propaganda videos that they've been releasing, but there's been some other related news that I think is worth talking about. You may recall, and we'll get into the crazy Philadelphia marijuana decriminalization news here in a little bit, and Derek J. has the inside scoop because he used to live there, so he knows some of these people. But before we go back to the United States, let's stick with a little bit more ISIS news. In the last week, you may recall, it was actually the weekend we were at the Bitcoin convention down in Disney. There was a young man who was arrested. I think he's like 19 or 20 years old. And he was arrested at the Chicago O'Hare Airport for attempting to leave the country to allegedly join ISIS.
Mm-hmm.
So what had happened was the Austrian Airlines had informed the U.S. government, had informed the FBI that this young man had purchased a ticket, and his name was, you know, it sounded very Middle Eastern. So a guy with a Middle Eastern sounding name had purchased a ticket to Turkey. So apparently that's enough reason to, you know, conduct an investigation. And they did conduct this investigation. They waylaid the gentleman at the airport. They held him for questioning. He allegedly waived his right to remain silent and answered said questions. At the same time, they raided his house. They went through his personal belongings and his family's home. And they discovered what they claimed were maps of him planning his move to flying to Turkey, and then I think he was going to Syria or Iraq after that.
Weren't those like goofy cartoon maps that
something
had like
drawn? Yeah.
Yeah, some drawing of arrows.
Really ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's like a treasure map that a kid might use.
But my point on that story was, what if he changed his mind? What if, okay, let's believe that this guy really was planning on joining ISIS and that he wasn't cajoled into it by some undercover FBI agent, as we've seen with a lot of these alleged terrorist plots that have been busted up over the last decade here in the United States, where it turns out it was actually an FBI agent who was the whole time sort of trying to get some young dupe into agreeing to bomb something that he otherwise wouldn't have wanted to bomb because he wouldn't have really thought about it too
hard. They spend a lot of time doing that.
And he wouldn't have had the money or the resources, but the FBI provides the money and they provide the resources and they give you the bomb and they give you the van and they give you the hotel to stay in. I mean, just it was crazy. All these stories are so crazy. So we don't really know what led this young man up to wanting to join ISIS, but that's the story, is that he wanted to join ISIS, and now he's facing, oh, I don't know, 15 years at least in prison as a result of that decision. Now, he didn't hurt anybody, and maybe he wouldn't have hurt anybody when he did join ISIS.
Or maybe he wouldn't have joined ISIS. Maybe he would have changed his mind.
That was my point. What if he flew into Turkey before he was going to cross over the Syrian border and then ultimately decided, what the hell was I thinking? I'm getting out of here. I'm going back home where I can get some Starbucks or whatever. I mean, anything can happen.
And sure.
What
if he, you know, joined ISIS, fought with them, or was with them for a period of time, said, these people are a bunch of crazy lunatics, and then decides, you know what? I'm going to go home, and I'm going to tell the United States government about what I know.
Right, he'd
be pretty valuable, wouldn't he?
Yeah, well, guess what? You can't do that. And, in fact, that is exactly, or to some extent, what you just said there, Mark, is almost exactly what's happening now. You may have seen the teenage girl story about the young ladies from Austria who decided they wanted to join ISIS.
Yes.
Well, guess what? Now one of them wants to come home. Well, turns out that's not such a good plan, because there's two main reasons why. Here's the story from Vice News at Vice.com. An Austrian teenager who traveled to Syria to join the Islamic State in April has told her family she wants to come home, but is afraid she'll be unable to do so because of her association with the jihadist fighters. Samra Kesanovic, age 17, made the trip with a friend, age 15-year-old Sabina Selimovic. And the pair are now thought to be living in Raqqa, the group's stronghold in northern Syria. Both girls are also believed to have gotten married and possibly be pregnant. Austrian officials have been widely quoted as saying the girls have expressed their desire to return to their families, but are fearful of the consequences. Kesanovic is said to have contacted her family regarding the situation, though it's unclear whether the other girl has also done so. Now, counterterrorism experts say the girls could face severe punishment from ISIS for speaking out amid claims that other foreign fighters who have revealed their dissatisfaction have been tortured. The pair are of Bosnian origin and are thought to have been recruited at a local Vienna mosque. Last month, rumors that one of the girls had died spread on social media, but now those appear to be false. In a letter to their families upon departure from Austria, the girls said they were prepared to die as jihadists, saying, quote, and by the way, the young man who was arrested in Chicago also left a goodbye letter to his parents saying that, don't tell the authorities I'm leaving. Their letter allegedly said, quote, no point in looking for us. See you in paradise. We will serve Allah and die for him, unquote. Photos of them wearing burqas.
As though Allah needs you to die for him. I mean, if Allah wants to win some war, he doesn't need you to do it.
Photos of them wearing burqas, holding Kalashnikovs, and posing with masked jihadists later circulated online. Speaking to Vice News on Monday, Karl-Heinz Grunbach, spokesperson for the Austrian government's Ministry of the Interior, said he couldn't comment on the specific case, but insisted there's no law preventing Austrian citizens from traveling to Austria. However, he was a strange thing
out of
to
Austria.
Say.
Traveling in. So there's no law for preventing them from returning.
However, he added that the girls would receive no help to return and could face arrest if they do so. Just a strange thing. So, like, on one
there's
hand,
no
he's
law
saying,
about
it's
returning.
Not illegal for you to come back. However, we might arrest you for joining ISIS. Just like here in the United States. They have a similar law there that, quote, generally speaking, people who went to this region and want to return can hardly be supported by the Austrian authorities due to the given situation. In all cases of returnees, he says there is a judicial investigation with regard to membership in a terroristic organization, unquote. And the actual section of the law of the Austrian Penal Code is Section 278B, and that criminalizes the leading of and participation in a terrorist group and stipulates that the sentence, if convicted, is a prison imprisonment for a term of 1 to 10 years, which means that this teenage girl, should she want to come home, She's realized this has been a mistake. I'm now pregnant, possibly, and things weren't as I thought they were going to be here in Syria. I'd like to go back home, please. And now the Austrian government is saying, well, little lady, we won't stop you from coming back. But if you do, you might be facing 10 years in prison.
Well, as despicable as all governments are who enforce borders like that and then threaten cages for young ladies who ultimately are making a good decision to choose peace instead of violence.
Yeah.
I put a lot of responsibility on her parents and both of their parents. Where were their parents when they just decided to up and join a terrorist organization,
they didn't
move halfway around the world?
I mean, they may not have told mom and dad in advance.
All right. They're teenagers who then went halfway across the world to join a terrorist organization, may have gotten pregnant.
Not really that far.
Not that far.
All right. They traveled.
They did travel.
They traveled, yes.
And they had to do this somewhat in secret to hide from their parents. Their parents are obviously not as involved in their lives as maybe they could be, and I put some responsibility.
Or maybe they have some support for this. I don't know the answer to that. Look, if I somehow magically ended up in these young ladies' position, and I had to choose ISIS and being married to whoever these, people are that they're married to.
I doubt it was their choice.
I doubt it was, too. Yeah. I can't imagine that they thought this was... it all sounds like a terrible idea. I'd take a year in an Austrian prison in a second over where they
are. What about 10?
What's that?
What about 10?
I think that you likely can provide enough information to the...
To reduce the...
Yeah, like, I think that we can probably talk this out. I think that a year in an Austrian prison sounds kind of stiff for what they'd give. If they cooperate, you know, you come back and you say, hey, you know, this is what I saw. Before I give you any more information, can we talk about substantial assistance for my baby? You know, those kind of things. If you operated in that fashion, I think that you'd probably be okay.
I don't mean to just kick a person while they're down and say, you know, these girls obviously made a very big mistake, but they made choices. I mean, they're nearly adults or they're teenagers. I forget what age it says exactly.
17 and 15.
Okay, so...
They're responsible for their actions at that age.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and...
I certainly was held responsible for my actions at 17.
Well, you're held responsible for your actions even younger than that, and actions have consequences. These choices have consequences. I just wish that their community or their parents or somehow were more involved at the time, because they would have prevented them from making these stupid choices.
Share your thoughts. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Obviously, they've got a lot to really consider, because if they do leave, then will ISIS come after them? Will they come after their families? Who knows? It's scary groups on both sides. ISIS is scary, and the Austrian government is scary as well. But, Mark, you do make a good point, though, that at least the eyes of the public would be better on the situation if they were to come back and make sort of a big deal about coming back. And, you know, maybe there would be some
European
mercy.
Prisons, not American prisons.
You're saying they're better?
Much nicer.
All right. We'll come back with more here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-453. Crazy decrim news. Your call's also on the way. Free Talk Live. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more.
Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.